Hello, my name's Kate Rolls and I'm interviewing you for the Wellcome Trust as you're taking part in Anthony Gormley's new artwork, One Another. The date today is the 21st of August 2009 and the time is 5:15 p.m. If I can please ask you to state your full name, your date of birth and where you come from.
My name is Colin Hazel, Colin James Hazel. I was born on the 25th of September 1979 and I'm from Cambridge.
Lovely, and how are you today?
I'm all right today, a little nervous, but all right, good.
Understandable. You're going to be on the plinth very shortly. What was it that motivated you to apply to be part of One Another?
Gig's a gig, I thought. but it looked like a really good opportunity to just get up there and do whatever you want. You know, no limits, no restrictions, and no pressure either. I think it doesn't matter if it all goes wrong or if it goes well. There doesn't seem to be any sort of pressure to... Some people just stand there and do nothing. Some people do amazing things and it doesn't really matter. So I like that. I like the fact that you can just be yourself.
And so how did you decide to use your hour on the plinth today?
Today I will be playing the piano and singing. So hoping very much that it doesn't rain. But I've got some elaborate covers if it does rain. Playing some of my favourite swing songs, old songs.
Are you a musician by trade?
Yeah, that's what I do for a living. But I don't often get to play all of these kinds of songs. So this is the stuff I really enjoy playing.
What do you like about swing music?
I just like the rhythm and, you know, it gets people going, you know. I play a lot for swing dancers, some of whom might turn up today if we're lucky. Just people who come along who like to dance to this kind of music. And that's my favourite thing to do. That's another reason to like it. But I like the old piano players, you know, like Fats Waller and Art Tatum and all that.
Where do you normally play?
I normally play in and around Cambridge, and I also play. Well, I've played all over for various functions and things, but yeah, at the moment I play in many bars in Cambridge area and occasionally in London as well.
And how long have you been playing piano?
22, 23 years, maybe. I'm 29, so most of my life.
And what does playing piano give to you?
I just enjoy it, you know, it's just... It's fun. It's getting the music out.
Do you compose yourself?
Yeah, I do. I do write my own stuff occasionally. I do a lot of improvising within what I do anyway, so that's a kind of composition. But I occasionally write my own little tunes.
And your own songs as well that you sing?
Very occasionally. I have struggled with lyrics, actually. But I've written a few. But I'm not going to be doing any of my own stuff today. I'm not going to risk it. But there will be some unusual things in there as well, things that people might not recognise. So.
And you said that you might have some dancers come to dance. Are they people that you know that you've asked to come along?
Well, I've published the event on Facebook, on various Facebook sort of Lindy Hop groups, hoping... Actually, I should say I've got my friends to publish it. But and also told all my friends who dance about it, some of whom will be coming along. My brother who dances, he's going to be along, hopefully, I think. Fingers crossed. And, yeah, so there might be some other people from London. London has a huge swing scene, so I'm hoping the word has got out that there's, you know, dancing to be had in Trafalgar Square.
Very good. And you said you're from Cambridge. Is that where you're from originally?
Yeah. All my life I've lived in Cambridge.
And do you like it there?
Yeah, I do. It's a lovely city. It's quite small compared to London, you know, not like that. Mm.
Did you study? You're a musician. Did you study music?
Yeah, I studied at university at Nottingham I did a music degree for 3 years. And then came back and went to work.
Yeah. And I'm a freelance musician.
Yeah, yeah. I just do whatever I can to to pay the bills. Yeah.
Do you play as part of a group?
I've played in lots of groups, and I've played in theatre and musical groups. I played in a circus as well, and various function bands. So yeah. So and I'm lots of jam sessions, you know. So I've done a bit of everything. When I was much younger, I played in orchestras and things like that. I used to play the violin as well. But I do a lot of solo gigs as well.
And what about other interests of yours, or what else? How else do you spend your time apart from making music?
At the moment, I love going to the cinema. I often don't get a chance to go to other people's gigs, or because I'm, you know, always gigging myself. But I love to go dancing as well. I'm not very good at it, but I try with the Lindy hopping. I watch a lot of TV.
Yeah. What do you like to watch on TV?
I like South Park, The Daily Show. I love comedy, actually, good comedy. There's not a lot of comedy in Cambridge, actually. That's probably the one thing wrong with it. Mm. Love comedy shows, and I watch a bit of sport occasionally. I'm watching the track and field at the moment. I used to do a bit of athletics when I was younger, but you know, not anymore. Too old for that now, but I still keep up with it. Yeah.
And how about your beliefs? Do you have any strong beliefs at all?
No, I'm not really strong. I'm a very in between kind of person. I'm a agnostic, really, I think, at heart. I don't believe in God, but there might be a God, you know. Who am I to say, really? And I don't think it's a crazy thing to believe in at all, but yeah.
What about sort of politics? Do you have any alignments with any kind of political groups at all?
No specific groups, really. I'm fairly liberal, a bit left-wing, I suppose, you know, like a lot of musicians.
Yeah.
Live and let live, that's the thing.
What about moving forwards now with your life? What's important to you in terms of ambitions or hopes?
I just want to do good work, really. I'm not too bothered about... I'm done with chasing the money. I'd like to do, you know, as long as it's work that I'm proud of, I don't really mind if it's not, you know, the most lucrative thing, as long as it's kind of worthwhile, you know, like teaching and good gigs that I enjoy and that other people enjoy.
Yeah. Do you
teach? A tiny bit, but I'm hoping to do a lot more in the future as I get older and more experienced. I think that's the way forward.
Teaching piano
and singing and sort of general performing.
Right.
Yeah.
And what kind of experiences would you say have really shaped you into the person you are sitting here today?
I would say playing in the groups, in the orchestras when I was young, when I was growing up, that was really good discipline. And
that's
a good question. Everything, but especially that the music scene for the kids in Cambridge is really good. There's so many really good teachers and incredible young musicians, and that whole experience probably shaped me quite a lot. And then when I went to university as well to do music, that whole experience, and working for the circus, Gifford Circus, that was one of my first jobs. That had quite an effect on me, because that was a really good it was a really good work. Really proud of that.
What effect did that have on you?
It made me a much better performer, much more open, I think. And it showed me what there is out there, because I was working with, not just with musicians, that was the thing, we were working with dancers and clowns and all kinds of performers, so you get a much broader experience if you step outside of just the musical world and you work with other people. And it was also, it was a crazy time, crazy experience working on that kind of show, and everything that could possibly have gone wrong went wrong, which is a good experience. you learn to deal with those sort of things on stage, and you just learn to not worry so much, Yeah.
And you're taking part in One Another. Who are you doing this for?
I think I'm doing it for myself, largely. I bet most people say that, but yeah, I'm doing it for myself, really, and for the for the swing dance community. I'm not sure how many of them are going to turn up, but if people can sort of, if people enjoy the rhythm, if people can sort of tap their foot, or if they dance along, then I've done something worthwhile, I think.
And what do you hope to get out of this experience, personally?
A lot of enjoyment, and a better, it's a step onto working out what kind of performer I want to evolve into, because it's a gradual thing. I'm trying to work out what's best for me, what direction to go, and this will help, I'm sure. Yeah, and if I can get a few gigs out of it, then that would also be very nice.
Have you got any hopes or fears or expectations?
My biggest fear is that it will rain. It doesn't matter if it rains if it rains kind of near the beginning, that will be quite annoying. Because that will mean I'll have to spend a lot of time trying to cover all the equipment and trying to not get electrocuted, but. Yeah, that's the only fear, really, and not being heard. But I think people will hear me. I think my amps will be loud enough.
Okay,
yeah.
Great. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, that's it.
Thank you very much.